Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Great show powered by the Tennessee Lottery, live from Corner Pop, downtown Nashville. Giving away Queen tickets tonight. If you want to go to the show, you got to be present to win. But at 5:30, we will give away Queen tickets. See the man formerly known as Intern Taryn. As you walk in the door, he'll take care of you. Great catching up with Jason McCourty, the longtime Tennessee Titan, now playing with his brother in New England. He's kind enough. We were supposed to meet with him after practice. He came and found us, and we had this conversation with J-Man.
Well, we were just talking about this. Seeing familiar faces, man, it's good to see you back home. I mean, I know things are going well in New England, but we still consider you one of ours.
Yeah, for sure, man. I'll always have a special place in my heart for this place, man. I was just joking with Dev. I always tell him I'm from Nashville now. I had all three of my kids here, got married here, so did a lot of growing up. So it's always cool to come back to the city, and then coming back here to practice, the facility looks so different going in the weight room and stuff. So it was just awesome to see a lot of people that I got to spend a lot of time with over the years.
It really had to be good, not just the players you played with, but also the guys, you know, behind the scenes, right?
For sure. I mean, the roster itself, there's not many familiar faces, but seeing guys like Robbie and Dwight and Puff and guys in the equipment room, training room, that's awesome, man. Really, like I said, spent 8 years here, so you really got a chance to not only know the people that work here, but their families and kids and stuff. So seeing a lot of them has been really awesome this week.
You played over 100 games in a Titans uniform, and that's hard to even fathom, somebody having a career like that, and that's just your career here before the time in Cleveland, the time in New England. I mean, maybe even have a little memory, some things kind of coming back to you when you pull up to this place, when you step out on this field?
Yeah, for sure, man. You make me feel old when you say that. But definitely, man. Just the memories of just coming out those doors and walking out on this practice field. The first thing I remember yesterday when I got here was the heat. Left here and went to Cleveland, then in New England. It doesn't get hot like this in training camp. So definitely a lot of memories walking in. Just walking in the weight room, seeing the door that leads to the locker room, just walking up to this place and knowing exactly where you are, where you're going. It'll always be a special place for me.
What'd it feel like to win a Super Bowl, man? I know a lot of Titans fans, obviously they're for the Titans, that you know, there's a lot of hatred for the Patriots, but certainly love for you and glad that you were able to accomplish that.
Oh, it was awesome, man. I think the special thing for me was being able to do it with Dev, man. Yeah. Get a chance to play with my brother, and I went to the team last year with just, I mean, it's just going to be a cool experience. Just whatever we do, just to be able to play alongside him, and to get into the playoffs for the first time in my career was just, all right, this will be fun. And I had no idea, make it to the Super Bowl, win the game, have my mom on the field, all of our kids, man. Something that I'll cherish for the rest of my life.
You got some good work done. I know we've watched it from a Titans perspective.
4K.
You know, they'd started to kind of figure out. He's saying hello to Derrick Henry here.
You're about to be the one.
Well, are you happy that you didn't have to see Derrick this week, maybe, coming at you?
For sure. I remember when he first got to the team, me and Damian Stafford sat in the same row, and he sat in the staff seat. And Staff was like, hey, man, that's my seat. And he stood up, and we was like, Staff said to me, hey, next time I'm going to just let him take my seat if he wanted. So, for sure, man, don't want to do too much tackling on him.
Well, we had talked about this with the Titans guys. You know, they you learn everybody's tendencies. You practice against the same guys every day. How good was it for you guys, the Patriots, to come here and see different faces work against different people?
Oh, that's a lot of fun. Last week we went to Detroit, then coming here in Tennessee, going against different calibers, especially for us as DBs. You get, like you just said, you get used to going against your receivers, our offense, what they do, and then you come out here and you're going against something totally different, different type of players, different type of scheme. So it helps us grow a lot and get a lot better, I think. That's what these joint practices is all about. There's a few scuffles here and there, but it's really about just both teams trying to improve as much as possible going against another opponent.
It's crazy to come out here and watch Tom and the professionalism and the, just the presence that he has with everybody. But that quick release and the zip on the ball and knowing exactly where it's going into a tight window, it's got to help you as a DB, right?
Man, the best part about getting to that team and getting to know Tom is just how down to earth he is, man. Talk to you about anything, joking in the locker room. He's literally just another guy in the locker room, man. That's a great experience for a lot of guys. They grew up watching Tom. Got in the Super Bowl, I think they said his first one, I think Sony was like 6 years old. So it's just like, when you really think about that, you know what I mean? 42, still doing it at the top of his game, man. He's just a lot of fun. It's really just to compete against. Trash talk, yeah, he gets fired up.
Yeah.
You can't beat that, man.
How much good work did you get out here with the Titans offense and going against those guys?
Oh, it was awesome. I mean, something that they bring that we don't see every day, Marcus's ability to scramble, to make plays outside the pocket, that was something we had to go against. Guys like Corey Davis, Taylor, Sharp, guys that are quick, fast, gives us a chance to go up against some really good players. And then obviously last year we came down here and they beat up on us pretty good, and they're a very good football team. So we knew the type of challenge they'd bring in. It's just always fun to compete against somebody else in the middle of camp.
You always play for different head coaches if you have a long enough career, and you played for a few different ones. We all kind of wonder, what's Bill really like? What's he really like?
Bill's a really good ball coach, man. What I was most impressed with when I got there was his ability to coach everything, man. He can sit in a squad room and we can watch offensive plays, and he's coaching every position on offense. Go to defense, he's doing the same. Special teams the same way. So his ability just to be able to coach every single position and know what everybody's doing is very impressive.
Jason McCourty.
Sony Michel was 5 years old when Tom Brady started his NFL career. So was Jayon Brown, who we also talked to today. Amazing. Those guys are 24. They're not rookies in the league either. Crazy. God does not look 42. There is no doubt about that. He certainly doesn't act like it either.
Great catching up with J-Mac. He walked over with Devin, his brother. They are twins. And immediately we all got a little confused, but we were around J-Mac enough. It's like, okay, that's him. Yeah, that's him.
Yeah. That, and he had the 30 jersey.
He did.
But it's funny because
they both had their jerseys off. By the time I got to him, I got a little nervous.
We were set up to talk with him through New England Media Relations, and he was standing out there with kids and his brother and all this. And then Tom Brady came over, so we had to go do that.
Yeah.
And then by the time we came back, Jason had to go inside, so he came back out to find us and goes, hey, man, you look like you needed to talk to me. And we said, yeah, that'd be great. He goes, it's good to see some familiar faces.
He's such a good guy. That's he was one of my favorites to cover.
Played over 100 games as a Tennessee Titan, still going strong in a Super Bowl ring. That was pretty awesome.